And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Hello, I'm glad you've tuned in this time, and we're taking up not our studies in the Gospels, but taking a look at three different aspects. Three different characteristics that we all need, and we need them individually, we need them in our families, we need them in our communities, and we need them in our nation. The first we took a look at was humility, and we see that humility is needed by everyone and in all aspects. And certainly we need humility in our nation to humble ourselves before God, especially in these difficult times. We should humble ourselves before the Lord always, but we need the Lord desperately now and in things like this. And what the current distress no doubt will bring in the future. And so we need to submit or humble ourselves to the Lord. And then we also need to submit. And so these next few broadcasts, we're going to be dealing with this of submission. We left off last time in James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, an excellent passage that shows us the connection between humility and submission. James 4, verse number 6, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble," which we have seen in the previous broadcast. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." And so we need, before honor, there is humility. And here in this passage, we see how humility and subjection are connected. And subjection, submission, synonymous terms, they mean the same thing. And we want to take a look at that. There's different aspects in the way that we all need to submit. And even in these, in the institutions, we need to submit this way. So as an individual and in our families, the first institution, in our government and in our churches, we need to submit unto the Lord God Almighty. And in as we go to the scripture, we see that we need to submit to him first in his law. In Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. "For they that are under the flesh, or after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." And that minding is paying attention to, pursuing, and are sensitive to. If you're saved, you have the Spirit of God in you, and you'll be sensitive to spiritual things. So for a person not saved, they're sensitive only to the flesh and what the natural man knows. Verse number six, in Romans 8. "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And so see the contrast there. "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God." And that word enmity is just a nice way to say hatred. The carnal mind, the fleshly mind, is hatred against God. It hates God's way. "For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." And so here we see that by implication and by understanding that implication, we are to be subject to the law of God. He's our creator. We're the created. But our carnal mind, our fleshly mind and heart, is it hatred against God and cannot be subject to the law of God. But we are to be subject to that. That's the reason we need to be saved. That's the reason we need the new birth. That's the reason we need the Spirit of God living within. Because naturally, we cannot be subject to the law of God, but we are to be. The next thing in submission to the Almighty in His law we have seen in Romans 8, and next we want to take a look. We need to be in submission to the Almighty in His righteousness. We need to submit to Him in His righteousness. In Romans 10, verses 1 through 4, Paul writes to the church there at Rome and to the churches of the Lord today, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And so this is the particular context that he is dealing with, is his desire for his nation, his brethren, to be saved. "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." They have a zeal wanting to go to God and wanting to understand God, wanting to pursue God, but they don't have knowledge about who God is and what He is doing and what God has done and filled the need that we have. They're going their own way. He makes that clear here in verses 3 and 4. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness," they don't know about it. That's what that word ignorant means. They just do not know. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." And so here we see not only we're to submit to the Almighty in His law, but we're to submit unto the Almighty, God Almighty, in His righteousness. Not our righteousness, not our righteousness that we bring to God, but we need to submit ourselves unto the righteousness of God. "For Christ," verse number 4, "is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." To be righteous before God is only accomplished by having the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Having repented of your sins, admitted before God the great guilt that you have, and that you're wicked and sinful and deserve an eternity in hell and torment in the lake of fire forever. But that claiming the promise that God has sent His Son to be a Savior for sinners, and that you receive and you believe that He has done so for you. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Is the law pushed away? No. The law of God is maintained in that it shows our guilt. It shows the impossibility of us saving ourselves. But then Jesus, who fulfilled the law and completed the law and fulfills it, has fulfilled it in every way as a man, the God-man, takes His righteousness and gives it unto those that repent and believe and trust in Him and are saved by Him. It's a miraculous work of God Almighty and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has the power to forgive sins, He tells us in the gospel. And He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "His yoke is light, the burden of sin is heavy and takes down to death. And no man can be saved by his own righteousness and his own works, but only by the righteousness of God." And so Paul writes here to the church at Rome, telling them about his desire for the nation of Israel and for his brethren after the flesh. He says they're ignorant of God's righteousness, how great it is, how we cannot accomplish it, how they cannot accomplish it. And we need to submit unto the righteousness of God. It is found only for us. It is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. So submission to the Almighty in His law. Submission to the Almighty in His righteousness. And then connected to this, we find in 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 3, we need to submit unto the Almighty, to God Almighty, in His Son. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, "But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Now understand, this doesn't mean that mankind or that women are less. There's just an order of God. There's an order that has been set by God. And look here, if a man doesn't want to be subject to Christ, if a woman doesn't want to be subject unto her husband, listen to what Christ is. Christ is subject unto God. "For I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." So Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, having become a man, submits himself unto the Father and has been and is obedient to him in every way. Yes, he's one of the Godhead. Yes, he is God the Son. Yes, he's come in the flesh. But when he became a man, and even before that, he submits unto the Father's will in every way. So in that example, we need to submit to the Lord in his Son. The Son is our head. He is our leader. He is our captain indeed. Submission to the Almighty in his law, in his righteousness, and in his Son. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 12 through 14, that we need to submit to God Almighty in his gospel, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 12 through 14. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. And so here's the context. Paul admonishes the church at Corinth to collect and make a collection for the saints in Asia Minor or down in Judea because of the trouble that they have had, maybe even famine that has been at hand. And so they have abundance there in Greece. And so and in Corinth, and so he declares to them and instructs them to take up to give and help these brethren. And so here he says the administration of this collection, it supplies the wants that they have, that these saints have, wherever it is that they're sending to, and I think it is the churches of Galatia. And so he says that there's an abundant joy there in that there's much thanksgiving given to God, and the experiment of this ministration, that's speaking about the accomplishing of it, in that they glorify God when they receive it for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ. See, being subject to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ causes one to be looking and caring for others and desiring a good thing and a help, a true eternal help and blessing, even in the things of life, for those that are around and those that are in need. And so we need to submit to the Almighty in his law. We need to submit to him in his righteousness. We need to submit to him in his Son. And we need to submit to him in his gospel. Are you saved? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Listen, if you are unrepentant and unbelieving, you have not submitted to the Lord in any way. You have not submitted to him. And without submitting to him, you will be found in a place that you will be submissive to him on the other side. You will be submissive to him in judgment. And I tell you what, I want you to be, I pray that the Lord would be merciful to you and that you would hear the word of the Lord and hear about the need of the forgiveness of your sins. You'd hear about the gospel and understand and hear that Jesus Christ died for sinners and you must repent of your sins and believe and trust in him for the salvation of your soul. Call out unto him for mercy. Call out unto him not for the salvation that you deserve, but for the salvation you do not deserve. He is a merciful and a gracious God and Savior, and he saves those that are repentant. He saves the believing. And we implore you, we beseech you, we beg you, call out unto God for your needs. Submit, humble yourselves, and submit to God Almighty in and through his Son. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.